We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, rolling into hour number two, we'll tip off with a little KU follow. Some issues off the court that continue to follow this team, both some that they want to pursue, others that they just as soon as forget, part of what's on tap this morning, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets at Kellogg and Tyler.
Monday lunch special today out at Side Pockets is a BLT sandwich or quarter-pound cheeseburger, both served with fries, for only $5.95 today. 25 minutes from now, we will kind of get away from the annoyances of winter because Jeffrey Flanagan is at spring training. He's in Arizona. So we'll talk to him. 10:25. Have some spring training questions. Well,
your boy Homer Bailey now has a minor league contract for the Royals.
Home B is a Royal.
Home B is that, there, man.
That's an absolute no-brainer for the Royals.
Totally.
They are not on the hook for hardly any of that gargantuan deal this year. It's all pretty much either on, I think it's on the Reds, to pick up everything, but
tremendous move.
Yeah.
Tremendous move. Absolutely no risk move.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what Flanny thinks about that. That's coming up. Yep. And then, of course, OTD at 10:40 or so. And we'll let you know what's on tap for the week here on KFH and elsewhere. Of course, starting tonight with KU Hoops and a huge game at TCU, which we told you about. So there you go. You know, I've been thinking about this. We can talk about the good news in a second, because that's Ochai Agbaji, without question. Mm-hmm. He's the good news
sure.
on this KU team.
No question.
But the bad news, and we're all left to speculate, what the deal is with LeGerald Vick and his leave of absence, is how they put it. I don't want to necessarily drag his mom into this, La Vick.
Well, I think she's dragged herself into it, hasn't she?
Well, she's very, very active on social media, and mm-hmm. most of it is fandom. Most of it's fine and nothing out of the ordinary. But because she is so vocal, however you can be on Twitter, and outspoken, and knowing the, how would we describe the relationship between Bill Self and LeGerald Vick? Rocky? I think it's fairly...
Uneasy?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uneven is thought, what I was thinking.
Yeah, we thought it was broken, but that obviously wasn't the case. So is it maybe strained at this moment?
Strained,
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Strained is a good way to put it. And not to say that there isn't an actual family matter that he's dealing with, but isn't it possible that LeGerald and La Vick got tired of Bill Self and his treatment of LeGerald and just took his ball and literally went home for a while?
I think it's possible.
I think it's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is very possible that his mom and LeGerald got together and said, how do you like these apples? We'll see how bad you miss me when I'm gone. I think that is very possible. Until I hear different, and I'll admit it when I'm wrong, but this is technically a family matter, but I think they're just chapped Bill Self and his treatment of LeGerald Vick. And
I'm taking my ball and going home.
This is a
thing.
We'll show you kind of move. That's wow. Where I'm at on this.
Wow. That's pretty ballsy if that's the case, because
well, in the last game that he played,
yeah.
Bruce, he set
yeah,
the
no,
bench
right.
with his warm-up on for the last 16 mm-hmm. minutes of a first half in the Sunflower game.
No, you're right. Yeah, we don't know the whole deal there, but that was there was really nothing other than coach's decision that would have made that happen. There was no apparent injury.
Nope.
No apparent discomfort.
He played in the second half some.
Sure.
Didn't start the second half, but he played, so that wasn't it.
So, I mean, it was clearly coach's decision. And clearly, under normal conditions, that wouldn't be a decision one would think that Bill Self would make, which leads us to wonder what exactly it was or is that snapped between the two or that no longer was working. And then you can connect the dots with the fallout. I'm going back home to Memphis, and we've got this kind of two-week period here. And the question is there really an issue that needs to be taken care of? And more importantly, I think for KU fans, will he indeed be welcomed back with open arms? I feel like we're done with LeGerald Vick. I don't think we're going to see him again.
Well, here's what Self said, and Lala Vick told the Star something too, and I'll tell you that in a second. And we'll get to Pat in a second. KU Pat will give his opinion on his team and what the deal is. Here's what Bill Self said, for those that forgot. Quote, LeGerald has some personal matters that require his immediate attention, and he will be taking a leave of absence from our team. During this time, we will respect LeGerald's privacy. There is no timetable for his return, unquote. That was a statement, too, by the way, or a release or whatever, from Self. He didn't actually say it. LeGerald's mom said, quote, we need him here for a couple of weeks. I need him. There's a lot going on. It'll work out, unquote.
Okay.
Meaning in Memphis. So he's actually home. You're left with nothing but speculation. Could be something family related. Might not. Unless I'm totally missing something and I haven't seen a headline that has spelled out the real reason why LeGerald Vick is not with the team, then I'm saying it's entirely possible that he got tired of verbally getting pushed around and bailed. 869-1240 if you've got thoughts. All right, Pat, what do you think? You wanna throw a theory out there, and do you disagree with mine?
I do kind of disagree with yours. First of all, I think as all KU fans would like to get through 1 week without any drama. Mm-hmm. That would be a victory. No drama this week. No more bad news on any front.
Beating TCU would be a great place to start.
That'd be a great, be a really good.
That would be, but I'm not expecting it. This team is totally different on the road than they are at home. I don't know if you're aware of it, and I have no inside information, but LeGerald Vick has a 5-year-old child, and the speculation is possibly that there's a problem with the child. I have no idea. I do know that he and Bill Self have butted heads for 4 years. He has gotten on my last nerve more than once. However, when Bill Self says there's a very great chance he's going to be back, I've read 3 or 4 quotes from players that say he's a great teammate. We welcome him back. I don't understand how he could have been so great the first 4, 5, 6 weeks, and then all of a sudden, if indeed he is distracted by something going on with his child or whatever it may be, that could explain his mind is a million miles away.
Sure, right.
But none of us know. I'm just throwing that out there. Most people do not know he's got a 5-year-old child. And I don't know that that's the problem and why he had to go back. I agree with you. I wish his mom would be quiet. She has been very vocal for 4 years.
Billy Preston's mom wasn't very quiet either. And that is not exactly a good pattern to follow. If it's his 5-year-old kid, and it could be, I'd like to know what just a couple of weeks would iron out. Because according to his mom talking to the Star, that she needs him for a couple of weeks. There's a lot going on. It'll work out.
Yeah, I've got to trust Bill Self here, and I think he would have just kicked Vick off the team if this was something else. But I have no idea. I'm like everybody else, and you've got to respect his privacy, and it appears there's a great chance he's coming back. My question will be, what kind of basketball shape will he be in? Mm-hmm. And if he's got his mind right, if that's what was screwed up, then he could contribute in the tournament and help KU. But I just want to throw that out there. And okay.
Yeah, good call, Pat. Good call, Pat. As always, we appreciate it. And that's a good thing to remind ourselves of, that there are factors out there. And we talked about this a lot last week. Timing is always the first thing that's going to grab you is the timing of it. We all need to remind ourselves that there are things that are far important, more important than playing college basketball or fill in the blank. I mean, life is more important. We understand that. But the timing, obviously, is conspicuous. The timing, in particular, of his leaving was conspicuous, considering the way he had been used or not used in that particular game. The fact that he has a four-year track record, Shane, of being at least difficult,
he's hard
uneven.
He's hard to describe.
Yeah, I don't want to say difficult.
Right. And that's why I wouldn't go with difficult, but I can't think of a better adjective.
But he's been uneven, probably, for the 4 years that he's been there. And Pat's right. I mean, he's a guy that is that seems to be generally liked by his teammates, and there's plenty of credibility there. I mean, you love to hear that. But I don't know. Past history and current timing conspire to paint a not a great picture of things at this point. Now, maybe it all, you know, maybe by the end of the week we hear something, and maybe by the beginning of next week or the middle of next week, Gerald Vick is back, and this is all much ado about nothing. But,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's impossible to be much ado
about nothing. It's impossible.
Leaving the team in the middle of the year to tend to some really vague personal matters. Bill Self is kind of in a tough spot because, again, we mentioned this a couple days ago, when you go all the way back to June, there was an agreement that Vic and KU would be parting ways. I mean, it was it was out there. It's like, that's that. Well, then Bill Self flew to Memphis to meet with the two, LeGerald and Lala, and then they announced that he was returning to the team. Well, as it turns out, they're probably damn glad to have him, or were, because now they don't, without knowing that Azubuike, DeSosa, Garrett would all be missing either the whole season or a chunk of it when the Big 12 rolled around. So in one aspect, they're thrilled that he's in school and that he came back to help, and they were thrilled at that five-game stretch where he averaged almost 25 points a game in November and early December. And now, not only is he disappeared at times during games, he literally has disappeared.
Well, and you do have to take the measure of the relationship, at least what we see publicly, in all fairness, and you have to apply here. I mean, Bill Self had all but parted ways with him. And had talked about it being a mutual parting of the ways, that LeGerald would continue somewhere else and that Kansas would move on. The far bigger surprise in the whole LeGerald Vick situation was that he returned to Kansas. That was the biggest surprise. Mm-hmm. Kansas fans had marked him gone. So my point is this, is just that there is a history here of difficulty, uneasiness, uncertainty in the relationship. But he's made it through, what, 3.5 years?
Well, I'm thinking it's entirely possible that he's had it. That, yeah, he made it 3.5 years, but it's been a rocky 3.5 years, and I think it's possible that he's had enough. LeGerald Vick.
Maybe so. But where is LeGerald Vick right now? I mean, just from a standpoint of where he goes forward playing basketball, where is LeGerald Vick relative to the NBA, for instance?
Well,
I don't know.
I think he came back when he discovered that
he didn't have that kind of market.
Yeah, he's not on the NBA's radar.
He doesn't have that kind of market right now. Right now, it appears to me that LeGerald Vick is someone that can go and play and make money playing the game. I don't know if it's going to be in the NBA.
I would say no.
I would say no.
But there are a lot more talented ex-KU basketball players that are not in the NBA than LeGerald Vick.
That's
in
right.
my opinion. But one guy that we talked about him a couple segments ago, Ochai Agbaji, on the other hand, is a guy.
God, he's good.
He does look
I
like
I love
a
that
guy.
Kid, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you love any youngster who has a mindset and an understanding of what he or she are going to do for the season. You get, you understand that that's going to be your role. I'm going to redshirt. I'm going to get my body better. I'm going to get my game better. And then I'm going to be ready to go when called upon next year. But to be able to take that off, Ron Onerzer did it at Wichita State. To be able to take that off and to be able to inject oneself, picking up speed very quickly, and then to get to the point where arguably he's probably your second best player.
And best defender now that Garrett's been out.
And without Garrett, easily your best defender.
He's guarded, guarded Culver, Dean Wade, and Lindy Waters.
Thank God you've got a guy like that.
In their last three games. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it takes some of the pressure off of Dedrick Lawson, who was kind of the only guy down there that was really doing anything at all. I mean, Agbaji at least gives them a chance now. I think he's been a godsend.
He has.
I mean, an absolute godsend. And I don't know the young man at all, but I love athletes like that step in, step up, and they don't lament it. They just take the opportunity, and they're doing what's best for the team and their teammates. And boom, off he goes. And what a great story he's been. Tremendous story. What do you make? Did you read the Sam Mellinger piece over the weekend in the Star?
No, I missed it. Enlighten me on that. Give me the
Well, I mean, the basic tenet is trying to get DeSosa in an appeal situation back and on the floor for Kansas. Mm-hmm. But the catch 22 here is that you would at first basically have to admit that TJ Gasnola was a booster.
Yes.
To even get the appeal hearing. And the pitfalls of Kansas admitting that and what it opens them up to for further punishment down the line at a time when the NCAA is in a punishing mood. See Missouri, see DeSosa, KU, the embarrassment of the Adidas trial. And they appear to be in the hand slapping mode at this point. Give them penalties. So I thought it was interesting that on one hand, you're trying to do what is best for the athlete, Sylvia DeSosa in this case, and, of course, the program, but you open yourselves up to further penalties at the discretion of the NCAA, essentially, by admitting or designating TJ Gasnola as essentially a booster.
Yeah, but that's a weak if they don't want to do that, because that was, in essence, in my understanding, just for the sake of argument kind of thing. You have to admit that TJ Gasnola was a booster for the sake of this investigation. And according to a bunch of reports, you know, Bill Self and he were texting. So he's certainly got more than just a little knowledge of TJ Gasnola. But if you really want to try to do the best thing for the kid, and if that's a condition of the investigation, why wouldn't KU just, okay, for the, just for the sake of argument, we will say that he was a booster or a, or whatever, however you want to, you know, term it. If the kid's best interest is actually in mind here, mm-hmm. in order to go forward, why wouldn't you, it's just a formality. It's just words. Who cares? But that horse is already out of the barn. So
it is.
I don't know why that if that's according to Sam the reason why KU is holding back and not admitting, you know, even if it's just verbiage that they're not admitting that TJ Gasnola, the Adidas rep, is a quote unquote quote booster,
right?
Because I think they, as my understanding, they did admit that mm-hmm. for the sake of the investigation to start with. So why wouldn't you admit that, or you know, admit that during the appeal?
Well, and supposedly that designation is reversible.
Right.
Now, I don't know how that works, but apparently it is a reversible designation. You need to do it to get the case going. But the question is, are there things that can happen? I don't know. The whole thing is very interesting to me. And I don't know. It's fairly clear that the NCAA is trying to rally in its own, with its own fractured logic after the embarrassment of the Adidas trial. I mean, they smacked Missouri right between the eyes. Now they're, you know, they've taken a, I think, and I know that the KU haters will just automatically say, well, it's not enough. But if you really look into the 2 years for Silvio De Sousa, it's unprecedented,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unprecedented. I mean, I look back and tried to find another player that has been affected in a similar fashion. I can't find them. I mean, it's, you know, and virtually everyone is in agreement that this young man knew nothing about what was going on. So, I don't know. Very, very interesting. As is Jeffrey Flanagan, who will be joining us next, MLB.com, on the Kansas City Royals. Royals opening up spring training. Pitchers and catchers in the house this week. Everybody's in by the time the week is out, and we'll talk to Jeffrey Flanagan about the Royals and what we have to look forward to this summer. That's coming up next, Sports Daily with Shane and Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.